Greetings. Yesterday, I was blessed to speak at Everyone's Church in Mount Vernon, Washington. Thank you to all who came. It was good to be together. I believe that we are ready for another measure of a new chapter of life for God's glory. Stand strong and be the treasure that you are in Him. Why did God become a man? What was His purpose in coming to us as a man? What was the importance of His resurrection from the dead, and what did His ascension to heaven mean for us as mankind? As we approach these questions, we must first consider man's problem and man's need in the earth. Our need was for God, because only God can give us life, breath, and all things that bring life to our world. Our need was not for more information as to what to do or not to do. Our need was to regain a connection to God in our hearts so that we could know life and bring life to our world. When man chose the knowledge of good and evil over an intimate relationship with God from his heart, he became disconnected from God in his heart. Shame prevented man from seeing God for who he truly is. He is a loving Father, and his love for us cannot be broken by our disconnection from him. God's love for us is stronger than our rejection of him. God loved the people of the world so much that he sent his only begotten Son to pay the ransom of our disconnection from him, that would restore us to our destiny in this world. God's world was not in trouble, but our world was disconnected from Him. Our disconnection from Him resulted in our loss of the destiny given to us by God in our creation. God became a man and moved into our world to reconnect us to God as our Father. This was a matter of relationship and love, not merely one of purpose, but it did make it possible for mankind to live in the original purpose given to them by God. What was that purpose? Mankind's purpose was to be the likeness and image of God in the earth that would fill the earth with His glory. Through an intimate relationship with God, man would bring the fruitfulness of the God of the garden to the barren places of this world. The glory of God is to see sons and daughters of God bringing the liberty of life to their world. Man's disconnection from God resulted in something far less than God's glory. The testimony was disastrous, and the end was the removal of flesh apart from one family line that exhibited a conscience towards knowing God. When left with the rule of conscience, only one family sought intimacy with God over the administration of independence and self-willed desires. Human conscience is the human spirit, and it is an inward witness that cries out for the need to be joined to God in the spirit. By conscience alone, man cannot subdue and have dominion. They can only know there is a God, and they can only know their need for Him in their lives. God desired more for mankind than the commission of His life-giving authority in the earth. There was a need for the flesh of mankind to become the Word of God in human form. Only by this could the mandate be fulfilled. God coming into our world in the form of flesh was the redemption of our flesh so that we could become a testimony of God in our world. To be an expression of God's word is to be an expression of His character, nature, way, power, and authority. The fruit of this is life to our world. After the flood, man was given the harsh reality of ruling by law. Human law became the administration of mankind, but the ability to subdue and have dominion was removed from the commission of humanity. Genesis 9:1. Even in the giving of the Torah law, there was no greater hope than merely being fruitful, multiplying, and filling. The law was added because of the transgression, but the ability to subdue and have dominion could only be restored through the reconciliation of man, male and female, to their source of life. The Word had to become flesh so that all flesh could again become expressions of God's Word. Only by this could the mandate be restored, and subduing and dominion could be regained by God's sons, male and female, in Christ. The missing pieces of the mandate could only be restored when the Word became flesh and moved into our world. Jesus was a man full of grace and truth, and He came into our world so that all men, male and female, could be filled with grace and truth. John 1:14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Grace is the presence of the Holy Spirit joined to the human spirit, enabling the human being to subdue death by the power of life. Truth is the testimony of life made known in the uniqueness of each one to crumble the lies and deceptions in the sphere of each one's influence in life. By this, the Word became flesh, and good news is given to the formless, void, and dark places of the earth. Jesus came into our world to put an end to our disconnection from God as our Father. He came so that we could die in Him and then find eternal life through Him that would empower us to fulfill the mandate given to us by our Father in heaven. For this to happen, He had to die so that we could die. He had to raise from the dead so we could live as new creations in Christ. He had to ascend into heaven as a man to give us the authority of life to reign in this life as human sons and daughters of God for the glory of our Father in heaven. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.